Met Michiel. Special.
Ed Sheeran.
DFM.
Break it down, thinking of making a new sound. Playing a different show every night in front of a new crowd. That's you now. Chow seems to laugh, is great now. See me lose focus as I sing to you loud.
De Britse Ed Sheeran maakt een mix van singer-songwriter, folk en hip-hop muziek. En scoort daarmee hit na hit. Zijn live shows zijn indrukwekkend en super energiek. Hij is de man die in zijn eentje, zonder band, met alleen een gitaar, een arena muisstil kan krijgen. Hij is inmiddels dik doorgebroken in thuisland UK, ook in de USA en ook in Nederland is Ed Sheeran in korte tijd een heel grote naam geworden. Hij heeft diverse 3FM megahits op zijn naam staan, indrukwekkende optredens op Lowlands en Pinkpop en een reeks uitverkochte concerten. Het begint allemaal als Ed nog niet eens een pubertje is met dit nummer. Layla van Eric Clapton.
So what first drew me to music was I saw Eric Clapton play on TV on the Queen's Jubilee 10 years ago, and he played Layla, and I was like, oh, that's awesome. I'm going to get a guitar and I'm going to learn that. So that was the first kind of the first step.
Kleine Ed krijgt van zijn oom een gitaar en begint zichzelf te leren om erop te spelen. Niet heel veel later ziet hij songwriter Damien Rice optreden en beseft dat je in je eentje met je gitaar een heel eind kan komen.
I saw Damien Rice play in concert when I was 11, and around the same sort of time actually, and realized that you didn't have to have a rock band, you could just stand on stage with an acoustic guitar and hold a crowd. So that was the first kind of step from a career point of view.
Leave me out with the waste, this is not what I do. It's the wrong kind of place to be cheating on you. It's the wrong time. She's pulling me through, it's a small crime, and I got no excuse, and is that alright, yeah.
Maar zijn grootste muzikale invloed als jonge muzikant is een naam waar degene die later de marketing voor moet doen van zijn eerste album koppijn van krijgt. Want niet cool, niet sexy en ook niet echt heel erg bekend. Maar ja, sorry, Ed is nou helemaal eigenwijs en goud eerlijk. Dus hij zegt altijd, dit is mijn belangrijkste invloed.
Well, I'm rumbling in this JCB.
Nis Loppy, die ooit een heel klein hitje scoorde met de JCB song.
And the engine rattles my bum like berserk. While we're singing, don't forget your shovel if you want to go and work.
There was a band called Nis Loppy. They've split up now, but I'm still very much in touch with them.
Ed leert wat hij moest leren over optreden van deze band. Want als roadie van Nis Loppy staat hij avond na avond bij ze op het podium.
I mean, I was a guitar technician for my favorite band at the time, so I basically got to see my favorite band every night for free, this close, hang out with them and see how they perform and how they react with the crowd and stuff like that. So it was the best education I could have.
Probably had a bloody hard day, but he's been good fun and bubbling and joking way. And the procession of cars stuck behind, getting all impatient and angry, but we don't mind. We're holding up the bypass. Oh, me and my dad having a top laugh. Oh, whoa. Sitting on the toolbox. Oh, and I'm so glad I'm not in school, boss. So glad I'm not in school. Oh, no.
Ed wordt zelf bekender en bekender als muzikant, omdat hij overal optreedt en elke kans grijpt om zijn muziek te laten horen. Hij gaat van huis weg om in Londen te gaan wonen, het Walhalla van de muziek, en slaapt 2 jaar lang bij een vriend op de bank.
Yeah, it's about my friend whose couch I lived on for about 2 years. In the song, I say I've known it for a long time. Daddy wakes up to a drink at 9, and this guy literally used to wake up to drink at 9, and I'd be like, "Mate, it's 9 o'clock in the morning." He's like, "Not in Florida." And I'm like, "Fair play."
Allemaal behoorlijk rock and roll, maar Ed verliest zijn ambities echt niet uit het oog. In 2005 brengt hij zijn eerste EP uit, in eigen beheer. En er zouden nog 6 volgen voor hij in 2011 zijn debuutalbum zou uitbrengen.
11 releases in total beforehand. And throughout those 11 releases, I kind of worked out my kind of sound. And for the album, it was just very simple. I just did what I'd done on the last few EPs for that, and it was just a kind of collage of thoughts and memories over songs to make the album, and just a collection of the best work that I'd done up until that time.
Hij schrijft en treedt op. In 2009 zelfs 312 dagen van het jaar. En in 2010 vertrekt hij op basis van 1 enkele gig die hij via heeft gescoord naar Amerika. Daar wordt hij ontdekt door Jamie Foxx, die hem zijn studio leent om wat dingen op te nemen. En hij vindt er nieuwe fans, waaronder niemand minder dan Sir Elton John, die hem de nodige tips en trucs leert.
There's no one from England that has managed to be as successful as Elton John for as long a time. Like, he's had hits for the last kind of 40 years from kind of doing I'm Still Standing up until The Lion King and stuff like that. So he's just a great ally to have.
In 2011 tekent Ed een platencontract. In april dat jaar speelt hij zijn debuutsingle The A-Team bij Jules Holland. Een single die hij trouwens kiest op aanraden van Elton John.
I want you to be quiet in your living rooms now. I want the vibration to change. Whilst I introduce to you the marvelous new talent of Ed Sheeran.
Het nummer is meteen een succes en de videoclip meteen veel besproken. Veel zenders willen hem overdag niet draaien vanwege...
I did a gig in a homeless shelter around 2 years ago. And, you know, I was quite young and naive and hadn't really witnessed that area of life before. So it was kind of a big eye-opener for me. And the song was just based around one of the women that I met there. I was watching the charts one day in England and I was currently sitting at number 3 with the A-Team. And when it got to number 3 on the TV channels, they didn't play the video. But then number 2 was like the video with Rihanna for S&M, where she deep throats a banana. And I guess just some things are more accepted in popular culture than other things. And you'd rather see someone sucking off a banana than someone with a pipe in their mouth, I guess. The worst things in life come free to us, 'cause we're just under the upper hand. I'm going mad for a couple grams, but she don't wanna go outside tonight. And in a pipe she flies to the motherland and sells love to another man. It's too cold outside for angels to fly. Na die 18 volgen er meer singles van Plus, het debuutalbum, waaronder Lego House. Now, I'm out of touch, I'm out of love. I'll pick you up when you're getting down. And out of all these things I've done. Het album doet het enorm goed. Alleen in de UK al wordt het 6 keer platinum. Voor Ed's tweede album, X, in 2014 uitkomt, scoort hij nog een grote hit met de song I See Fire, die hij speciaal schreef voor The Hobbit. I See Fire was one of these songs that I never imagined writing.
Toen regisseur Peter Jackson me mailde met de vraag of hij een song wilde schrijven voor de film, sprong hij direct in het vliegtuig naar Nieuw-Zeeland.
I got an email from Peter Jackson saying, can we have a song for The Hobbit? And I was like, sure thing mate, I'm on the next plane to New Zealand, which is quite a long flight. But I landed in New Zealand the next morning at 7 o'clock in the morning. I watched the film. I go into the studio straight away because I've had ideas. I sit down, structure out the song. It was one of the quickest songs I've ever written and actually recorded in the place that it was written. It was in a tiny, tiny little side studio and it was all programmed noises apart from the violin and cello.
Hij had geen idee dat I See Fire zijn prille succes nog eens een extra duw zou geven richting sterrendom.
When I wrote that song, I never realized the impact that it would have. I knew it would be on the Hobbit film, and I knew that people in England might buy it because I have quite a strong fan base in England. But it was the making of me in most of Europe. Like, it was a hit in almost every single European country for weeks, and really took me by surprise.
Mede door I See Fire wordt er rijkhalsend uitgekeken naar album nummer 2, en dat komt in 2014. X. het succes van Plus en de soundtrack hit Icy Fire gaat het snel met Ed Sheeran. Hij mag hier en daar wat awards binnenharken, waaronder de prestigieuze Brit Award voor Best Male Solo Artist.
Ed Sheeran!
I didn't expect to be nominated for the Brits at all, so to win two was an even bigger surprise. In my head, I'd kind of already accepted that I wasn't going to win any, and I was just going to go and enjoy it, and obviously I was playing as well, so that would have been fun, but winning two was, you know, quite a cool moment.
Thank you.
Maar achteroverhangen en genieten van zijn succes is niet Ed Stilo. Hij gaat na een uitgebreide tour aan de slag voor album nummer 2. Hij maakt zich ook vooral geen zorgen over een eventueel writersblok.
Songs can always be written again and you can always write better songs. Like, even though many people regard A-Team as my best song, I'll probably write a song better than that in 10 years time. You know, like, there's a famous Stevie Wonder quote where they say, what's your best song? Is it Superstition? And he goes, I haven't written it yet.
Naast eigen werk schrijft hij ondertussen ook nog nummers voor EXO's Taylor Swift. En One Direction. Het nieuwe album gaat X heten, wat staat voor multiply, vermenigvuldigen. Want alles wordt nog meer, nog groter.
Multiply stands for, as I was saying before, the site's getting bigger and you take everything that you did from Plus, which started everything off, and then you just make it a lot bigger. You multiply everything. So you'd go from sports halls into arenas, arenas into stadiums. You'd go from acoustic songs into the big sort of Pharrell-produced numbers and and you go from 10,000 sales to 100,000. I don't know, that kind of thing of just multiplying everything.
Zijn kenmerkende sound, een mix van singer-songwriter, folk en hip-hop, verandert niet. Eigenlijk, zegt Ed, gaat het hem gewoon om steengoede lyrics, om verhalen. En laat we eerlijk zijn, dat is toch vaak de essentie van goede rap.
The love of hip-hop just comes from the lyrical point of view. I mean, like, being brought up on Bob Dylan and then getting into Eminem, you might look at Eminem and Bob Dylan and say they're two totally different acts, but all you have to do with Eminem is put a guitar behind his words and it's a very similar thing. Folk music tells stories and hip hop tells stories, and that there's just a beat that separates it. Bob Dylan does rap his tunes. If you listen to, you know, Mama's in the basement cooking up the medicine, like, that's not a million miles away from an Eminem tune, I guess. Singing out Aretha all over the track like a feature, and never wants to sleep. I guess that I don't want to either. But me and her, we make money the same way. Four cities, two planes the same day. And those shows have never been what it's about. But maybe we'll go together and just figure it out. Een muzikaal dieet van alles van Bob Dylan tot Eminem heeft de muziek van Ed zeker beïnvloed. Op album nummer 2 wordt hij misschien nogal meer beïnvloed door rap en Amerikaanse muziek. Hij schrijft een deel van X tijdens de Amerikaanse tour van Snow Patrol, waarbij hij het voorprogramma doet samen met Snow Patrol-gitarist Johnny, een goede vriend van hem. Hij woont na de tour zelfs een tijdje bij Johnny in zijn huis in Nashville, waar ze samen aan het tweede album werken. En ook werkt hij met de wereldberoemde producer Rick Rubin in LA. I'd say America was an influence of the new sound. Yeah, not so much because I toured there a long time. It was more just the music that I was listening to. I was listening to a lot of rap music while making the record. So yeah, that's probably what influenced it. So I listened to Lauryn Hill's album a lot, Miss Education of Lauryn Hill. That was something that was on repeat throughout the whole thing. My world, it moves so fast today. The past, it seems so far away. And life squeezes so tight that I can't breathe. And every time I've tried to be what someone else thought of me, so caught up, I was unable to achieve. But deep in my heart, the answer, it wasn't me.
Voor X, de opvolger van Plus, werkt Ed samen met Johnny en Gary van Snow Patrol, met de Ierse songwriter Voy Vance en met de guys van Rudimental. So tell me when it kicks in. Mm-hmm. 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 Een groot deel van de productie is in handen van sterrenproducer Rick Rubin, die ook Adele groot maakte in Amerika. Maar er is nog iemand aan boord. Een ad-fan van het eerste uur.
He tweeted about my song, The A-Team, and said he liked it. And then I met him at the Grammys, and I was like, thank you so much for saying you like my song. Like, it means a lot. And he was like, yo, we should get in. And I was like, yeah, we should.
Inderdaad, Pharrell Williams. De bewondering is wederzijds, want Ed is op zijn beurt weer een groot fan van Pharrell.
I've always been a massive fan of Pharrell's work. I love the NERD stuff. I love the Justin Timberlake albums. And I mean, everything that he's done has been quality. Mama, listen.
Toch twijfelt Ed of hij wel met Pharrell de studio in moet gaan.
I kind of shied away from it, to be honest, because I didn't want to be. I didn't really want to do what everyone else was doing. Because he is such a talented producer, a lot of people want to work with him. But I met him at the Grammys, and I went up and said I was a fan, and he surprisingly said that he was a fan, and I said, right, okay, cool, let's try and do a song. And I went in, we did three songs, and they were some of the best pieces of music that I've done. So regardless of him being a popular producer and, you know, everyone's go-to guy, like, there's a reason for it. Like, he's very, very, very talented and just brings something new to people. Like, I've never done, I feel like my first single can get played in a club and I've never done a club tune before. Like, it's, yeah, interesting.
Het resultaat neemt alle twijfel weg. Pharrell snapt, net als Ed, precies die mix tussen pop en rap. Pharrell zingt zelfs mee op de single Drunk. De twee zijn sindsdien dikke vrienden, zoals wel blijkt uit deze backstage ontmoeting.
I'm so proud of you, man. Like, I'm so proud of what you're doing. And, you know, you were already, like, selling out Madison Square Garden. I don't know if the people here know what that is, but, you know, it's like 20,000 seaters in America, 3 days in a row. No one opening up, and you definitely weren't opening up for anyone. It was your show. 3 nights in a row, just you, your guitar, and your setup. And it's just been amazing to watch you grow, as if that it was even possible to become even bigger. Like, to see what you're doing right now is just amazing. It really is. Very proud of you.
Thank you so much. I wanna hold your heart in both hands. Now watch it fizzle at the bottom of a Coke can. And I got no plans for the weekend. So should we speak then? Keep it between friends. Though I know you'll never love me like you used to. Coming like I'm fucking in an elevator.